Blog Talk Radio.
Happening, everybody. This is Wardell Potts Jr. Solar Records Radio, and yes, it's Friday. And every Friday, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records here on Solar Records Radio, as Solar had blessed us and blessed me with this career. And so, as you know, me giving homage to Solar, named my radio station after Solar Records. So because, you know, they really blessed me and gave me an opportunity like no other. So I'm grateful and I want to show it. And and I show it by making sure, you know, I talk about my brothers and sisters that I was blessed with throughout the decades, right? And because we're still friends and we still hang out, we still love on each other. And so it's a beautiful thing. I just want to say hello to everybody, to all my friends around the world here in the United States. Just, you know, much love to all you guys. I hope you're good. Here we are in fall and, you know, the heat is still on. Whoa, what happened? It's supposed to have gotten cooler by now, right? But it hasn't. It's still hot. So, but, you know, what we're going to do is like we're like in the 90s where I am, and I'm in Texas right now, and it's in the 90s, and I'm about to go to Arizona where it's even hotter. Oh, my God. So, but, you know, I just hope that, you know, everybody's okay. You got air conditioner or whatever. You do what you got to do to stay cool. And then some places, you know, they are just starting to warm up because, like in South Africa, they're about to go into summer. So it's a little backwards, right? And so they're looking forward to the heat as we're looking forward to cooling down just a little bit. So, but anyway, to my friends in South Africa, what's happening? What's happening? How you guys doing? Much love to you. Also, I want to just let everyone know that Greg is back. He is off of holiday, but it's going to take him a few days to recover because, you know, that jet lag is something else. And you know, and just gone all the time and running and doing your thing. And he was going to concerts as well. And, you know, I mean, he had it just looked like an amazing journey. So, Greg, if you're listening, when you get a chance, I want you to, you know, call in and share with the listeners about, you know, what you want to share in regards to your holiday, man. So much love to you guys. Glad y'all had a good time. It looks amazing. Just from the pictures and, the, you know, the postings. So God bless you, man. Hey, what's up? What's happening, Don? How you doing, sweetie pie? Much love to you. Want to give a shout-out to Larry Freeman out of the city of Philadelphia. What's up, Larry? How you doing, my brother? Also, let's give a shout-out to Julianne over in Detroit. What's up, Julianne? Want to give a shout out to Kimberly out in California. What's up, Kimberly? Much love, sweetie pie. Hope you're doing good. And you are so funny. She's always posting these funny things. wow, excuse me. Oh, well. That's the way it goes. I think I need to get to the music. Well, because I'm choking up in here. I tell you, that song, when I hear that song, there's so much history. So much history in that song. It is so, I mean, that was the first platinum, gold platinum record for Solar Records. That was the first song I ever recorded professionally in the studio. Well, no, it wasn't. Second time around was the first. That was the first record I ever recorded for The Whispers. That was my first in so many ways, and Dick Griffey's first platinum record. And The Whispers, they never had a gold or a platinum until this song, ever. And they had a career that was going and going and going. So this really launched their careers as well. And it was like a new beginning for them. And they were like in shock. Lavelle Degree said, "What? That's ours? Which Whisper? Are you sure you're talking about the right Whispers?" They were confused. I mean, it was just amazing. And so, like I said, so much history in this song here alone, and the beat goes on. And for the Whispers, the beat is still going on because they are still on the road. Can you believe it? They're in their 70s, and they're out there doing their thing. And I'm so proud, you know, they are warriors, right? They are out there working it, man, and just getting it done. And so... and I think what happens is that after doing it for so long, it's just a way of life, you know. And because look, Greg just went out for a week. He's exhausted. Greg's like, I am pooped, beat up. And so can you imagine Greg doing this every week on the road like that, just traveling around the world, flying here, flying there, staying in this hotel, staying in that hotel, going to sound check, getting dressed and getting ready to go and perform, eating someplace different all the time, never knowing what you're going to have to eat until you get there. And then getting on that stage and getting ready to perform, and, you know, everybody's all hyped up. All of a sudden, your adrenaline starts to go because you know, okay, I'm about to be on the stage. And then getting on that stage and then performing for an hour, you know, and giving it all you got. And then getting off the stage, you're just sweaty and wet and beat up, and, you know, and you go back to your room and you feel either good, well, go back to the, you know, back in backstage, and you either feel good about what you did or you're not so happy or whatever the case is, but the job is done. I mean, there's a lot that goes behind this, and these guys live like this constantly. And then after that, then they go back to the hotel and get ready to go to the next location. It's like, whoa, it never ends. And I know my friends in Kool & the Gang, I mean, their schedule is ridiculous. I think they're home maybe two months out of a year. That's just wow. So, you know, this music thing is beautiful, but you got to have a heart for it. It's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. And it's just a, you know, a lot to have to carry and sacrifice, because you're sacrificing family and, you know, time with your kids and your family, because they still got to do school and, you know, they can't just go everywhere you go. And so anyway, that's why I stopped traveling once I had kids, because I knew that it wouldn't be in my kids' best interest. It wasn't in my best interest either to not go on the road, because it just took away from my career. But so be it. I decided to have children, and they became the priority. And so I am now ready to go back again and do some stuff and hang out there. And but I think I might feel like Greg initially, like, oh, my Lord, what is going on here? Anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And just want you to know that how much we appreciate you guys hanging out with us, getting ready for the new season. And we're going to be doing, you know, you'll see video as well as audio. So we're going to change it up a little bit and try to have a little fun. So hopefully you guys would appreciate that and will enjoy it with us, right? All right. So anyway, y'all want to get back to the music? Let's get back to the music. So when I came out to California, I was hanging out with the Silvers the whole time because I stayed with Leon Silvers when I first got here. And let me just make sure I don't start choking again. And so I stayed with Leon Silvers, and so I was around his brothers and stuff because they were all, everybody come was coming around, and I tell you, it was just a real different experience because I just saw these people because they were just people to me. I just saw these guys on TV when I was in Philadelphia, and now I'm right here with them. It was like, whoa. Wait, how did that, this is really happening, right? It sounds like my phone's breaking up, right? But I'm talking right into the mic, and I'm pausing like that on purpose because mentally I was pausing like, oh, okay, this is happening. I'm here. And so, and they were real cool and friendly. Hey, what's up? You know, and it's nice to be received like that. And so we became friends and writing and laughing, playing games and playing basketball a lot. And that really broke the ice. And it just really let me see that they are just regular people, just like everybody else, just like me. We are just regular people. And we were just had a regular good time. We just had a good time. So I don't know what's going on, why I want to choke so much, but anyway, so I got to know these guys, and we were starting to write and, you know, and record stuff, and I just want to go down memory lane with them and their career, some of the stuff that they did, because they were really an amazing group with amazing vocal gifts and good-hearted people, and their mom, we called her Mommy. And she was just the sweetest lady. Miss Silvers was just so good to us. And you know, everyone, when you looked at her, she reminds you of your mother's, you know, like your mom, like, you know, you had immediate respect for her when you, you know, walked up on her. It was like, oh, there's Mommy. You know, like, whoa. That's it, you know, so you had so much respect for her because she was just so sweet. And, but anyway, rest in peace on me. And, so I'm going to play a song by the Silvers, stuff I used to listen to of theirs, as I was, coming up like you guys. And all right, so let's go with the Silvers here on Solar Records Radio.
Yeah. Lincoln Science, Robot, please report to the dance floor.
Wow, do you guys remember that? Like, see, I'm pulling, like, some of the songs. That was Lakeside, by the way. And so, you know, some of these songs, like, I was just running around. I was listening to a lot of old school, but I was listening to the songs that weren't the singles, that weren't featured, that never were, like, big hits. They may have been on a hit album, but they weren't played on the radio a lot. But in the UK, they play stuff that they don't play here. As a matter of fact, we even release singles over there that were not released here. And so people here don't, that's in the United States, when I say here, we, you know, that song was not like one of the popular songs from the Lakeside collection. So when you hear, like, what, that's Lakeside? But I know their voices, right? I know their tones, and I can hear Tommy Shelby. I can hear them, you know, like, singing parts and stuff. And I go, wow, that. And it doesn't sound like them, but I love it because it's who they are, you know, and who they were back when they released it. This is where they were. And these are some of the songs that they wrote at the time and picked and chose to be on their album. And so it just gives me a better sense of, you know, Lakeside, completely Lakeside, right? And so the same thing yesterday when I was listening to some of the music, and I heard some stuff by the Jackson 5 that I never heard before. And to me, it's like a new record. Because if I never heard it before, it's new. And so I was so excited. And so I had last night on Don Fleming's show, I was sitting in with him, and he said, anything you want to hear? And I told him, Jackson 5. and so he played one of the songs that called Man, I can't think of the name of it, but I'll think of the name. But it's just a song that, you know, was really so different. And I was like, that's the Jackson 5? And so, but when I noticed that when I was listening to it, what happened is that my relationship, I could feel it growing again with them. You know, because this is just something new that they did that I never heard. And so it was just enhancing my relationship with them. And so I'm real fortunate that I'm going to be with them on a cruise ship real soon. Unfortunately, Michael won't be there, but I'll be there with the crew on a cruise with the Miracles and the Jacksons, and I'll be able to talk to them about, you know, my experiences with them as a young man and then as an adult. And I hope that you know, like, I know that, you know, when you're so, all your life you've been famous, it's got to be almost numbing when people come up to you and start talking to you about how much they like you, right? Because that's all you heard all your life. And so I'm not quite sure, you know, how they are mentally, but I want to know. I want to know, like, where their state of mind is. Like, how are they doing? Like, you know, and to lose their brother who was so, you know, potent in their, you know, in their career, and now he's gone and stuff. And how proud I'm very proud of them that they continue to, you know, to go on. I think that they could actually sit down on the stage and tell stories, and people would just be just as happy. I mean, we love the music and everything, but their life story is just amazing, and all the things that they've been through, I think that would be awesome. And I think that a lot of the legendary groups should probably take out moments in the middle of their show, just sit down, just chill for a second, and create an intimate relationship with the people that have been your fans for so long. Make it even more intimate by sitting down and just talking to them, just having a conversation, you know, about stuff and what you had to go through as an artist and how much you appreciate your fans being there for you. I think it would be so cool to that if artists would start doing that, just take a break. Boom, stop, stop dancing, stop singing, just talk. Let's have a conversation, you know, especially, and I'm talking career, you know, artists that have been doing it for decades, you know, it's people just want to see them. They don't necessarily, it's not about them dancing and doing all this stuff. It's just about, they just want to see them because they're fans of theirs. So I just think it would be a great idea. And I hear something, it's probably Greg. Y'all know how Greg is. He's busy. Let me see. So I'm getting messages. I'm getting questions, guys. I'm not sure what that first question is. Why is it? Is it live tonight? I'm not sure. But yes, anyway, I will. I'm going to read you guys some of the questions and stuff that I get. But I have to switch glasses because I can't see a thing with these on it. These glasses are just so I could try to look good. But I can't see. So listen, when I come back, I'll read some questions. If you guys want to send any questions, please. This is the second half of the show now when we come back. So, you know, just any questions you want, however you communicate with me, whether it's through text message or if it's through Messenger or if it's through email, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. Yeah, send your questions, and I will do my best to answer your questions. Thank you so much. Now, to my question to you, I hope that you will say yes and send me a message. Oh, I love this music. I love this music. Let's keep it going. One more time. There's just something so special about, you know, that music back in the day, and I think it has a lot to do with real musicianship, real musicians and not computers, just, you know, people putting, you know, their blood, sweat, and tears into the music. It makes a difference. People know it makes a difference. You know, back in the day, the music was more oven-like. Now it's more microwave-like. You know, you just real quick just put it together, boom, bam, bam. But back in the day, we had to work it and work it and work it. And so we put time in, and people appreciate it when you put time in to something that you're serving them. And, you know, and then they show their appreciation by purchasing it and coming back and getting more and following you and becoming, you know, fans and you know, just say, you know, these people know how to do it. Whatever it is, whether it's really good food, really good music, you know, whatever it is, people pay attention. And so when I'm listening back to this music, I'm going, man, there's elements in the music that just makes me, like, so excited. And it's like all that music from back in the day. I mean, you know, some songs are I like better than others, but the bottom line is that I could feel it in my soul. It is soul-pleasing. So, Don Fleming, I want to get to, I have a question here that I need to read. I got to go get my glasses. And so it says, can you talk about the limitations in the studio, limitations at the time with recording technology? Did Leon Silvers get frustrated with how he heard the songs in his head and then and how they came out of the recording? So let me just explain because of the, you know, the limitations. So this is mm-hmm. the thing. I think Leon is more frustrated now than he was before. I'm gonna tell you why. Because back in the day, we go into the studio and then Leon would hear these things that we had no idea what he was hearing. We were just following the leader, right? We were right. doing whatever, you know, we're supposed to do to accommodate what he visioned mm-hmm. in his right. mind. And so when what happened is that as the musicians started realizing what Leon really liked, they started giving him more of that, all of us. And so mm-hmm. it took a life of its own. Everybody started developing, and we developed as a unit. So when Leon would hear something in his head, then we go in the studio and record it. It went to another level because people had developed and they were getting better and better. And you got to understand this, that we were in the studio. We were constantly recording. Every day we were recording. So it was the development went quick. It wasn't like a process mm-hmm. of a month or two or three or a year or 2 years. This was happening every day. These guys, we all were developing ourselves. We were young and ready and willing. And so Leon was way impressed, as a matter of fact, because Leon was trying to do some of the stuff, a lot of stuff by himself. And then once he got a team around him that he built with Dynasty, he just had us all come in the studio and start recording all the stuff that he wanted to do. And it went to another level. And what a beautiful blessing. Now, when Leon goes into the studio, you know, I'm not all the time, I'm quite sure, but I know that what he's trying to accomplish is that sound, that feel, that pocket that we all had before, but it's much more difficult to do that with a machine than it is with, you know, the actual people. So Leon has to sit there, and he's okay with that. He's very patient, and he will sit there and work it and manipulate it and keep on until he can get as close to that feel as possible. The only problem is that it's still not humans. So what happens is that, you know, as a human, we may make a quick do something by accident, but it feels good and you keep it. But computers don't do an accident. They don't like give you something else. They only give you what you programmed in them. Right. But as a, you know, as a human, we will play something by accident. And say, oh, man, what was that? Do that again. And, you know, then you do it again. And then, now you got something else. So those kind of things, those surprises, those beautiful things that happens with humans don't happen with computers. And therefore, the limitations are bad with the computers as opposed with the humans. Now, as far as now, this is what Leon used to get frustrated with. If someone would, like, we would in the studio, we were recording, right? And then Leon will say, and you go back in and fix like each part. And so he would go back in and fix his bass line. And I remember him telling the engineer, okay, punch me in right here on this dot. And so punch me in right there. I want to fix it right there. And the engineer punched in the wrong spot. If he punched in too soon, he erased what Leon already loved, and now it's gone. See, but new technology, you can go back. You can just go, okay, you know how, you know, with the computers, I forgot what the lingo is, but you just say, you know, you delete that whatever you just did, and you go back and you keep what you had before. But back in the day, we couldn't do that. Once it got erased, it went to magnetic heaven. It was gone. And I remember Leon sitting there with his head in his hands and just so hurt because he didn't think he could create that magic again. See, that's magic when you're in there individually doing that stuff. It takes a life of its own. And so, that's when I said, I'll punch, because I understood his rhythm. I understood, you know, what he was trying to do, and I understood his lingo when he was trying to speak to the engineers that they didn't understand what he was saying, and they would just punch and hope that everything's going to be okay. That's terrible, because you're just guessing. And so I started punching for him, and it really blessed him and saved him a lot of anguish. And there's another question here. Want to give a shout out to Tiffany. What's up, Tiff? How you doing, sweetie pie? Don, did you have anything to say about that before I go to the next question?
Hey, man, do your thing. I'm just listening.
Okay. Let me see here. There was a question that I didn't answer before. I was asked and I never answered it. And it says, when I went to audition, I'm making it up because I'm not reading it. I haven't found it yet. Did you take your own drums for the audition in L.A., or did you use a kit already there? And how does using someone else's kit affect how you play? So, sorry I didn't answer the question before. Okay, so I did take my drums to California. They were on that bus. We got on the bus and went across country. But when I did the audition, I used the drum set that was already at Leon's mother's house, at the Silver's house, the one that they use for rehearsal. So, the way that it affects you differently is you want to make sure that the drums are, that you can sit in it right, that everything around you is sitting in the right spot. So you, when you go in there, you have to make the adjustments. And so, and sometimes it's not just that, but the sound of the drums, you know, if they're not tuned, or, you know, if the skins are dead or old, or the cymbals are dead, it's frustrating, you know. So, yes, it can affect you, but you have to play through it. You know, and so I've, and just think about it. Every time we do a show on the road, we have a different drum set because they come from the local place, the stores there. They rent all the equipment you see on stage. It's rented, and they put it up there, and we all play it, and then we move on to the next show, and then they put the equipment back up there again. Now, some musicians will carry their stuff because either they have a whole lot of money and they got a great budget and they want their stuff. They got to have exactly what they play. But a lot of times they just have what we call a backline. And so the promoter will call in. The artist will call into the promoter and give the promoter the back line we want. And that's like lights and drums and keyboards and what kind of keyboards they want and what kind of amplifiers they want. They say, so that's called the back line. And then the promoter gets that stuff and have it on the stage when we get there. So, yeah. All right. Don?
It's you know, because of technology, and I like to go back to the technology part. I think, you know, people say with their limited technology back then, they're limited. You know, again, to me, it was one of those things where you had the equipment to use it. I mean, everything, there was computer-generated stuff. I mean, now granted, it might have been Commodore 64 type stuff, but the beauty of it is you relied more on the instrumentation, having the actual instruments in the studio, and, you know, instead of just what it, an MPC or all of those other things like the drum machine and whatnot. But again, now the irony of it is, like you were saying, and kind of piggyback off you saying as far as just the irony of it, is the fact that because of, you know, the advancement of the Pro Tools and whatnot, you're not using instruments. You're not really using the instruments, and a lot of people don't play instruments as a backup until it's a concert, until it's a live concert, you know? And the fact that, you know, now people are using, especially with, you know, not just the R&B artists or the rappers or anything like that, even some country artists that are using, like, the auto-tune and all of that, you know, when you go to the studio, you listen to their studio albums, a lot of them, it's still, there are, like, those elements that aren't about instrumentation. You know, and I'm wondering why, because of the advancement of technology, there's always that thing you go back to where, okay, play an instrument. Understand, learn the instrument. It's okay to do these new things. It's okay, but always have that backup and going, you know, playing that instrument, learning how to play that instrument, learning how to play the keyboards, yada, 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 you know. And you don't have, to me, it's almost you're shortcutting. And then add the fact that we talked about it. We had one of the artists that came on our show, I forgot who, we had talked about, you know, the fact that I think we talked to Hammy when we talked about, you know, now they're taking, you know, music from the schools, and you factor in, you know, the deregulation of radio and things, all of these things has this weird connection, you know, to how, why, you know, the music is the way it is now, man. And again, I'm landing the plane. I'm getting to my point. It's just odd to me that we have, you know, we have the technology to do these things, but the fact that now it's saying, oh, just don't play an instrument. Just go straight to this. You know, and that's the attitude a lot of people are having now.
Well, one of the problems that we have too as creators is that when we hear the new stuff that comes out, it stimulates new ideas. And so when you, like, they have these racks with all these different sounds and stuff in it. And so, you know, as me as a musician, you know, I would go in and I would pick out a sound or two out of that rack and use that in my song, but it's only to help to, you know, to elevate the song, but not make it the foundation of the song. Whereas a lot of people, that if you're not a musician, if you haven't, you know, put your time in to learn your instrument, then you're going to take everything that's easy and try to make it something, make something out of it. And so they will use everything in there, you know, the drum beat, the bass line, the synth sound, and everything, and said they wrote it and created it. And so it's like an easy way to get in trouble. You know, you've gotten yourself in trouble because you keep going the easy route, and then you never develop your skill as a writer because you keep on just pushing buttons and letting the machine do all the work, where you should be working on your craft.
Can I ask a weird question? and we might have talked about one of my favorite songs, of course, from Dynasty, is the one you had highlighted a couple of weeks ago and said, okay, it was never released as a single, but it's became kind of a cult classic as far as, you know, hip hop using it as a sample and an example.
Adventures in the Land of Music.
Yeah. Again, you don't have to disclose that if you don't want to, man. I just wanted to. Did you guys ever get paid for that?
Yes.
From Camp Lo using that sample.
Okay, so this is how that works.
Okay.
So as a songwriter, you get paid, right? You get paid your ASCAP royalties, and you get paid mechanical royalties, right? So ASCAP royalties is airplay. It's the stuff that, you know, when it's on the radio and it's on TV,
right,
and stuff like that, that's the ASCAP royalties. But for, you know, mechanical royalties is the sales of the songs. When people are buying the actual song, you get paid. That's what the writers would get, right? And the publishers, that's what
right.
they get. Now, as far as the musicians, we get paid from for performance royalties, right? And so that will come through like AFTRA, just all these other these companies that have been created now to make sure that we get paid. And so it used to be American Society of Authors, not American Society of Authors and Composers, but it was used to be AFM or something like that. Yeah, and so they used to pay us for the airplay, but they went out of business. So now they have these other companies that pay us now for musicians so that they get paid too. So yes, to answer that long way around to answer your question, that yes, we do. Everybody gets
okay.
paid. You know, the problem is that when people go out there and they sample your stuff or they re-record your stuff and you don't get credit for the writing part, then it's a big chase that's on and everybody is, you know, it's just a nightmare. So if you're ever going to record somebody else's stuff, be courteous, be respectful to the art and also to the artists and give them their just due, you know, and so that we don't have to, because you can run, but you can't hide. Eventually, we're going to get you. Just like, you know, you see hearing these guys paying $6 million to other people because they tried to do that stuff. You can't just go mm-hmm. around taking people's music and stuff. Hey, I do want to make sure I don't forget this other question because we only got 30 minutes left and then there'll be another question that I didn't answer. And so let me just talk about the audition and in detail, okay? How did you prepare? What did Leon say he wanted from you? Or did he not give anything away? You know, what was he looking for? How did you feel when you left the audition? And so, he didn't prepare me. He didn't prepare me at all. As a matter of fact, I was like, when are we going to do this? And, you know, after like 3 or 4 weeks and we didn't audition yet, I was like, okay, we got to get to the audition. So he said, oh, okay, yeah. And so he took me over to his mom's house. And so the drums that were there that the Silvers used, I sat on those drums. And so he said, okay, can you do this? And he would say, da, do, 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 da. Right, and then I would play it, da, 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 da. And then he'd say, okay, can you play this beat? Do, da, 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 da. And then I would play that beat, do, da, da. And then he'll say, well, can you do this? Do, do, da, do, do, da, do, do. And then I would play, do, do, da, do. Right, and then he would say, what about this feel? And then I would play, and so that's exactly how it went. Just he asked me and I would do it right then and there. So everything was on the spot. It was no preparing. And so then after we got finished doing that for about a half an hour, we went upstairs and we went not upstairs. We were we were in the garage. We just went into the living room and was talking to everybody. And so we drove home, and I was like, he never said anything if I made the audition or not. And I didn't ask either. I was just like, we were just laughing and talking about other stuff. But I needed to know. And so it took another 2 or 3 weeks to find out, did I make the audition? And finally, he's like, of course you did. And so, but I was a little, I was insecure because I never, ever auditioned for a professional drum gig before. So that was my first time. And so not only was I insecure, but I had no idea about how it's supposed to go because I never did it before. So to me, everything mm-hmm. was normal. It was normal except for the fact that I was broke. I wasn't used to being broke. I worked for my dad. He had 3 gas stations, an auto store, and a hardware store. And I was always busy, and I always had money. And so, but when I went out there, I was broke. I was like, whoa. And so anyway, so that's how it went down. And so he finally said, of course you made the audition. I said, like, oh, okay. I didn't know. You didn't tell me, buddy. So anyway, all right. So Don, I think we need to play some music and then we'll come back. We got about another 32 minutes left in the show.
I mean, it's beautiful that when people are asking these questions, when people are asking these type of questions, and I mean, just there, you're an open library. And again, that's the beauty of having this show, having that history, you know, by you to understand that, look, this is what you do. This is my life. This is a chapter in my life that I'm very proud of. And I want to share it. I'm using this outlet, this platform to share that. And again, keep doing what you're doing on that. And guys, keep asking those questions. It's a great avenue. And I think it's therapeutic for Wardell anyway. So,
well, you know, it's good because I am writing a book. And it's going to be 3 parts of the book. And so I've already, the first part of the book is done up to when I be... So it's really based on how I became a professional drummer, you know, the subtitle is Follow Your Dreams, right? And so, I mean, I talked about how that happened and up to that point till when I got to Solar. And then the second part will be from Solar until I started radio. And then the third part would be from when I started radio up until now, when I met Don Fleming and Greg, and so Astrid and Tiffany and Julian and all my amazing friends around the world, Kimberly and Don, and just so many amazing people, and my wife, and just like so much. So that will be the last part, the third part. So so this is good for me because it helps me to prepare for the writing of the book. And everything should be like that, right? Like you have a task to do. You need to prepare for it, right? And we all know that. But a lot of people, you know, like, and this is different. I'm going to say something a little different, and I hope you guys don't mind, but I am a Christian first. And so when you ask God for something, you need to prepare for it. Get ready for it. Be ready so when he blesses you with it, you can handle it. Whatever it is, be ready. Get ready and be ready. All right. So anyway, all right. So here, this is a song that I did with the Whispers. I'm dedicated to Rachel, who is Greg's niece and his brother's daughter. And she loved this song. And so this is a song that I did with the Whispers that I love so much. And my friends in Philadelphia really gave me props on this. And for some reason, Philadelphia means everything to me. I don't even know. But it just, I don't. But anyway, it is what it is. They're in my soul. I don't know how that happened, you know, but the musicians that I grew up with, like we were in this thing together. We all started out together, and we grew up as men, and some of us achieved the goal, and some of us didn't really achieve it the way that we wanted to. But you know, we're still family, and we're still brothers, and we still love on each other, and sisters, and we still love on each other despite who went where. You know, and so we're one big family. So I think that's why they mean so much to me. So when they told me they really, admired this song, the way I play drums on it. It made me feel good. So anyway, here you go, The Whispers. This is called In the Raw. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. We'll be right back.
All right.
Down to the real thing. never gain from telling lies. The truth wears no disguise.
That's the rock.
That's the only way to find out. To make sure love's on solid ground, you've got to break it down.
Here's the rock.
That's the only way to find out. Oh, oh.
Ooh. Here's the rock.
Thank you.
It's 5 o'clock, I'm just getting home, roaming on my own. What can I tell her that she might understand?
Why does a man so in love spend himself so thin when he could never, never win? In the end,
and you know, that song right there, I just want y'all to know that's called Alibi by Lakeside. And Steve Shockley was on, he wrote that song. He's a guitar player and the leader of Lakeside. And he was on it is a great song. And he was on, and he started crying because the guy that did all the arrangements and stuff was on the line and talking about him and talking about, you know,
oh,
the song.
Oh, man, I miss that. That y'all had, that was the day y'all had that family reunion. That was basically a song.
Yeah, and it was just really, really good, and we had a really good time, and I was just so taken back, you know, that Steve was so taken back, and you know, his emotions. But that's, you know, these songs are our babies, right? We created the songs, right? And so they're a part of our creation, and so, you know, and you know, I mean, to hear, you know, Steve's a rough rider. Right, and to hear him crying, it's like, gee, that's something else. So, but that, you know, that's because it touches your soul, it touches your heart, and it just blesses you. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that because it was really a moment, and we all were blessed because of it. So, but anyway, we are running out of time, Mr. Fleming, and Don't Try to Change is what the song I played before that, and you guys all know I started off with In the Raw from the Whispers.
In the Raw.
Yeah, and Don't Try to Change It by Shalimar. And so one of my favorites, too, that, you know, I enjoyed recording all those songs, every song we played except for the Lakeside song, because Fred Alexander is laying it down on the skin. So, but anyway, what else is on your heart, Mr. Fleming?
Man, we're about to wrap the show up, man. It was a lot of great gems that you actually, you know, laid out for the listeners out there, man. It was pretty awesome how you've done that. I just enjoy the show. I enjoy the show all around, especially on Fridays, because you never know. I like the perks that you know all of these people that I grew up listening to, and the chance to, hey, to say, hey, Don, how you doing? You know, like, I get geeked up. But no, seriously, and no, but seriously, I think it's just a wonderful medium to have this, and able to kind of just share your information to all the people out there. That's a beautiful thing, man, and keep it coming. I love being a part of this. And, again, got the new season coming up, and I can't wait.
Yes, we get to see Don Fleming live in Angola, and he's in his man cave.
Man cave. Man cave.
Yeah, so we look forward to seeing that. And so, that'll be the end of this month, which we are almost here. Woo, woo, woo. Anyway, guys, God bless you, and thank you so much. I was up all night, so sorry. I tried to sleep in, but it didn't work. And then I had to go handle some business and bump heads with somebody, and that's never good. And you know, but I always have, you know, I have the Spirit of God with me, so I always try to make it smooth it out. It's all good. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's you know, and as that always smooths out. Don't worry about it. It's cool. Everything's gonna be all right. It's all right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, but anyway, I just want them to do the right thing. When I'm dealing with companies and dealing with people, you just expect for people to do the right thing, because you just expect for people to do the right thing. I mean, shouldn't we have that expectation? If you go into the store, you give somebody $20 for something that costs $15, you expect them to give you back $5, right? And if they only give you back $4, hold on, wait. You just expect for them to give you what they're supposed to give you, you know. So when they don't give it to you, you got to call them out a little bit. And so that's basically what happened to me. But it was not – money was not the scenario. It was just bad service, bad service. So I tell people about it because I want them to do better next time. I don't want them to think that it's okay to do bad service. It's not okay to – you know, if you're here to serve people, then you need to serve them correctly. But anyway, I'm going to get off of my thing here. So we look forward to tomorrow as Solar Wants to Dance on Solar Records Radio at 2 p.m. Eastern. Two, not three, an hour earlier. So come hang out. We're just four on the floor. Just bam, bam, bam. Just, you know, get ready. Get your cardio going and stuff. Have your sweatsuits on. And we're going to do our little thing. We're going to talk a little bit about health and eating vegetables and fruits and, you know, just nourishment. We got to take care of ourselves as we get older so that we can enjoy, getting old and not be in the hospitals and, you know, being a burden on our family. But, you know, let's just do what we got to do so that we're not that, and not a situation for anybody. And we don't really want that either, but sometimes we don't think about it until it's too late, about our health, until it's too late, because we're so busy enjoying life that we're forgetting that, you know what, you know, you got to slow down on that. You can't do too much of that, because that will, in the long run, hurt you. So basically, the show on Saturdays is really a health show. It's just really, you know, we got to take care of ourselves and have a good time in the process, all right? So come on, let's dance. Let's do it. Let's get those bodies
moving.
There
you
go. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don, are you closing this out?
You want me to close out?
Hold on.
We got
somebody just popped up. Yeah, who's that? Kevin? Is that Kevin Spencer?
It was.
All right, Kev, we got a few minutes left in the show. How you doing, brother? Kevin Spencer from Dynasty, everybody. What's the word, Bird?
I'm doing fine. How are you and Don?
Good, oh, yeah, Kev. How you been, bro?
Man, I'm fine. I just saw Wardell's text, and I was just listening.
Well, thank you for listening, man. Are we doing okay?
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
Mine's fine. Everybody's fine. Kevin's fine. We're fine.
Kevin, do you have a favorite Dynasty song?
I don't know.
It's like picking a favorite finger, probably, for Kevin.
That's all right. I know I liked the only one. I liked that one. I liked the ones that you played drums on so well.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them. It might be a song that's not by Dynasty that's my favorite that we played together.
That's deep.
He's mighty quick. He's quick.
There it is. Oh, man. And who produced this one? Was that Leon with
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
All right.
They did that with Leon.
Oh,
and
man.
You got Pepper playing the guitar.
Oh, yeah? Pepper Reed. Oh, I miss you, Pepper. Oh, rest
yeah,
in
I miss
peace,
him too. And he does a solo and everything in that one. He worked.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, I love this song too, so why don't we just close the show out with this, Don?
Hey, knock it out of the park, man. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yes, 2 p.m. Much love to Mom, Kevin, and to everybody, your family.
I'll tell her.
All right.
I'll tell her I just left her.
All right. Okay, cool.
All
beans.
Right.
All right, tell little Kev hello. Well, not little Kev anymore, but tell Kevin hello.
Right.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Love you, man.
Anyway.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your weekend, all right. Guys.
All right, Don. Take care. See you, everybody. Thanks, Greg. Peace out, everybody. We love you.
Kevin from the UK.